everyone. Welcome to Reach Higher Riverside, where we share all Reach Higher stories happening in the greatest county in the nation. My name is Priscilla Grijalva, and I work at the best high school in the world.
Hey, so how are you feeling today? I'm pretty sore.
Yeah, yesterday we went on a college trip. We went all the way to L.A. to see Cal State L.A. And also the Metrolink took us to Olvera Street. We went all over the place. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I walked about, somewhere between 8 and 10 miles yesterday.
Yeah, we took the Avid students and some of the Reach Higher Club members. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a long day. I'd do it again, but I don't know. A couple things might do it a little bit differently, but
yeah, I agree.
In the long run, it was a good day. So what do we got going on this month?
This month, we have an interview with Scholly, and Ngozi will be interviewed. She's their marketer for their Corporation for Scholarships. And we also have Josh. He works at Centennial High School in Corona Unified School District, and he was also the California School Counselor of the Year. So I'm excited to interview both of them, so we'll share those interviews with you guys. And just to kind of give you guys a recap, this past week, our school was recognized in the Press Enterprise twice this week for our Reach Higher work, and also they recognize us on 99.1 KGGI radio. So a huge thank you to the radio station and the Press Enterprise.
Yeah, it was a great week for our school.
So we'll go ahead and post those links in our YouTube video if you guys want to check those out so you can read the articles, and we'll go into the interviews.
Okay, so first up again is Scholly and then Josh. So we'll do that, and I guess we'll see you next month.
And we'll have some more interviews with some different schools and school districts talking about all the great things they're doing in their schools.
All right, let's get to it.
All righty.
My name is Ngozi Olojede, and I am a marketing manager here at Scholly. I oversee content generation and strategy, all of our digital advertising platforms, and marketing communications, which includes social media and our email communications.
Where did you go to college, and what is your degree?
I went to the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, where I double majored in international relations and African studies.
Oh, wow. Can you explain to everyone what Scholly is and maybe give them a little background about how it got started?
So basically, Scholly, think of us as matchmaking for scholarships. So what we do is we have users build a profile, and then they have instant access to personalized scholarships that they can actually win. And basically what we do is streamline the kind of months-long search for scholarships into minutes. We also then have in-app tracking tools to help our members keep track of their applications. They can save scholarships to which they'd like to apply and track their progress within that, and also set goals for themselves for the amount of money that they're trying to be awarded in order to pay for their tuition.
Is this just for high school students or all grades?
Basically, we support students from high school throughout graduate school. So kind of every step of the academic journey. We have high school scholarships, we have undergraduate scholarships, scholarships for every year of undergrad, and then we also have scholarships for master's and PhD candidates.
I share your information with my students. You have a lot of great resources on your app. So my question for you, as school counselors, we're taught never to pay for a scholarship because it could possibly be a scam.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share with our readers why maybe they should pay for this monthly? I think it's monthly, right? Is it a monthly fee?
Monthly and annual. So you can either go for our annual subscription, get Scholly for the school year, just one easy payment, and it will actually save you 2 months on your subscription, or you can do a month-to-month of $2.99 per month. And the reason we are a charge service is, one, there's no advertising on our platform. We do not sell user or member data at all. And we really have these in-app tracking tools that you won't find anywhere else. What's included with that subscription as well is this product that we built out about a year ago called Scholly Editor, which is basically a personal proofreader. It's an AI-powered editor that scans for grammar, writing style, sentence construction, and diction, to basically help people deliver their best writing. And it can be used for any kind of writing assignment or essay, or even your scholarship essay specifically, which is a big thing to make sure you edit those so that your application is the strongest.
Yeah, and I know there's also one that's a free portion. Can you describe the difference between the free one and the one you charge?
So the free are free users. They can have access to a few scholarship matches and can get about a feel of the app. They have access to our in-app tracking tools and so on. So just so you can kind of get an experience with the interface and see how it works, whereas our members have access to all of their scholarship matches and in-app tracking tools, and then they also have access to Editor. But on our free platform, there is also examples of winning scholarship essays to help guide applicants through their writing when applying for these scholarships.
Now, for those people out there that don't know how to find the Scholly app, you can find it under your app spelled S-C-H-O-L-L-Y, and you can download it. I currently have it on my iPhone, and I actually created an account a few years ago when it first came out. I saw it on Shark Tank when CJ first introduced it, and that was really neat. And I was so excited, so I created an account like I was a high school student because I wanted to see what my students were doing. But it's really great if the students can check it out and look at all the resources like you're talking about, because it can help them find more scholarships. And not just that, when you're talking about your student loan deferment program, it's okay to take out loans, but too many loans is probably not good because then you have to pay them back eventually. So I think a lot of students don't know that when you take out loans, it's important to be careful how many you take out. So Scholly really helps so that you can find more scholarships to hopefully not worry about taking out a lot of loans. And also, you guys advertised about FAFSA recently, so I think it's great that you're encouraging students to do the FAFSA because that also helps them get grant aid so they don't have to take out so many loans if they qualify.
Definitely. We kind of like to help students with everything that has to do with their kind of financial health. So, and FAFSA is often the first step that colleges and universities take in determining financial aid packages. And it's best to get that in as soon as possible. If you have not filed your FAFSA, do so now, because the earlier you can see what each school has to offer you, the sooner you can start sort of planning for your financial future, which is really important.
Yeah, and I love that. Especially as a school counselor, we try to encourage our students to apply early. And also, I noticed that you follow Better Make Room, the campaign on Twitter, social media, and I'm a big advocate for the Reach Higher initiative. So I was wondering how you guys got involved with being such a big supporter of them.
Well, actually, they are one of our partners, and so their students have access to our platform. They're one of our scholarship partners. We have many other partners. We partner with different school districts and organizations that want to sponsor Scholly for their students. So yeah, Reach Higher is a great organization. We're really proud to be working with them and really glad that their students have access to our platform.
Yeah, so I'm a huge advocate for Reach Higher. I love everything they do. I met Jesse Williams at a CP3 event a few years ago. He's a really nice guy. And I noticed that he is really involved with Scholly. Can you explain how he got involved?
Yes. So a couple years ago, when Chris had just come out, Shark Tank was a really big moment for the company. He and Jesse sort of got introduced between mutual friends. Chris had just been featured on Oprah's Super Soul Sunday. And, you know, Jesse is such a big advocate in his own right and activist. And he has always been big on education. He started out, I think his first job out of college was working in the public school system. So he was really excited about what we were doing here, really wanted to get involved in helping kids get access to school. So he is our chief brand ambassador, and he basically supports us with all of our different initiatives.
Yeah, that's great that he helps out. How can high school students and college students use your app to help them find scholarships?
So super easy. Anyone who's looking for kind of scholarships has to do is go to our site, myscholly.com, or download the app from the iOS or Android store and build a profile. You'll be about 8 parameters that will ask you how old you are, your ethnicity, where you're from, and these are all things that can help us find personalized scholarship matches for you. And then once you build that profile, boom, instant access to hundreds of scholarship opportunities. And from there, we have in-app tracking tools. One of my favorite tools that we have is called the Scholly Score. And it's a score out of 10 that indicates to members how well matched they are to a scholarship based on what the scholarship is looking for and based on that member's profile. And so you can kind of use that Scholly score to prioritize your scholarship applications. You can save those scholarships. You can tag the ones that you're working on as in progress. You can tag the ones that you've applied to. And these are all kind of stored on our platform. So it's super simple, super easy, and to keep track of as well.
And just an idea, or maybe you guys already have it, I'm not aware of it, but is there any way they can create like an educator platform where we can see if our students signed up Just something to think about in the future. I don't know if you've already thought about that or if you can pass it on to your team. Have you ever thought about that?
In Applet, an educator platform to see if there's, well, right now with our partners, we do impact reports. And that is kind of how we track our partnerships with them. But no, that is not something that we have yet in the pipeline. And I can certainly pass that along.
Yeah, because there's this organization called Raise Me, and they have an educator platform. So basically, they will verify us that we actually work at a school site. And then a couple of days later, we can go in and look at our students' accounts and see what they did, if they actually applied for scholarships and created an account. So just something to think about. It would really help us out if we can track our students. And then
Thank you. Also,
what is your favorite Scholly moment?
My favorite Scholly moment would probably have to be the very first Scholly Scholarship Summit we did in Chicago last February. So we partnered with Chance the Rapper, Chicago native, and his nonprofit called Social Works. And for this summit, we got a bunch of different like panelists and speakers, keynote speakers from designers to local media people and kind of former scholarship winners to kind of get these Chicago public school students a feeling like they can win scholarships and that there are opportunities for them to go to school and that there are people looking to help them afford school. And so, yeah, it was our first scholarship summit, Chance-sponsored Scholly for all of Chicago Public School junior and senior high school students, which is really exciting.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
so, yeah, they have access to our platform, our scholarship matching and Scholly editor, and we awarded our first Scholly Summit scholarship of $10,000 to Alexia Feaster. She was the first student on the scene at the Scholly Summit. I mean, it was a huge blizzard that weekend. So we really loved her commitment and excitement. And that was just like a really great moment. It felt like we'd almost pretty much come full circle there. So excited to have new ones in the future.
Yeah, and it's so neat that you get to work for such a great organization. How did you get involved with them?
So the company started out in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Chris went to Drexel, and that is where he kind of started the company. And I was right across the street at Penn, was looking for a job as a student. It was my junior year of college, and they were basically just looking for a research assistant. So that's kind of how I came on. And that was about the end of 2016, I'd say. So I just kind of celebrated my 2 years. And then upon graduating from college last May, I came on full time into my marketing manager role.
Wow, and you're doing great work. Thank you so much for all you do for our students and our educators. Do you have any tips to share with students to help them earn scholarships as they're going through the app, or anything you can give them as far as hopefully winning a scholarship?
Certainly. So our Scholly blog, we have a bunch of tips and tricks there when it comes to applying for scholarships, managing your money, finding different kinds of sources of financial aid. But I would say, especially when it comes to their applications and writing essays, I would say that authenticity goes a long way. And, you know, you're getting judged by actual people who are reading these essays. So try to be relatable. You can talk about a time when you struggled and how you overcame it, or lessons that you've learned, and kind of just like tell a story about yourself so they can get a real full picture of a real person and feel like they're speaking to a person that can empathize with you through your essay. I would also say research the organization, the scholarship program that you're applying to. That's super important. Look at the kind of qualities that they're looking for in an applicant. Many of these programs have a past winner section, so you can go through there and kind of get an idea of the people that they're looking to help go to school, and use that information to really tailor your application to that organization and make sure in your essay and any part of your application that you're really speaking to the key points that they're looking for. I would also say that a lot of these scholarship programs use the same kind of questions and same kind of essays. So you don't have to write, you know, 100 essays. You can kind of reuse or edit or tweak similar scholarship question essays to different programs. I would say the Scholly score that I just talked about that helps you indicate how well matched you are to a scholarship, I would certainly use that in prioritizing your applications. And then I would say also to be diligent. You're not going to win every scholarship you apply to, and it can feel as if you're not making any headway. But I would say keep going. It's always good to ask for feedback. If you weren't selected or didn't hear back, ask for feedback of how you can improve your application. And I'd say another point to scholarship essays specifically, use editor. Use Scholly editor. It is really super helpful. So you can look at your writing style and grammar. And those are all key things that people look for in an application.
Yeah, those are great tips. And I know community service is a huge part because a lot of scholarships want to see what did you do to give back so we can give back. And also, I know that students have questions about like the GPA requirement. There's all kinds of GPA requirements, but obviously the higher the GPA, the more money you could probably win. So I guess the big thing that you pointed out was to keep applying. And I know a lot of students give up because they're like, oh, I didn't win this one, and they just kind of stop. So just encouraging them to keep going, even if you didn't win a scholarship, there's a ton out there to apply for. Perfect example, I had a student a few years ago. She applied for the Gates, actually, no, it wasn't the Gates, it was a QuestBridge scholarship. She didn't get it. And so she applied for Gates. She actually ended up winning it. And so she got a full 10-year scholarship. But if she would have given up on QuestBridge because she didn't win, she wouldn't have had those 10 years of college for free covered.
Exactly. And that's a really great point. And what you mentioned about the GPAs, yes, there are GPA requirements, and certainly a high GPA will never hurt you. But I also would like to encourage students who, you know, perhaps haven't performed that well in school, or maybe had a bad semester or a couple bad semesters in a row. There are actually scholarships that have GPA maximums that are targeting students who need a second chance at rebuilding their academic record. So I would also say, and there are also a plethora of scholarships that don't even have GPA requirements. So yes, a high GPA is always solid, but for students who, you know, don't always feel that book smart or are really good in one area and then their other subjects kind of bring them down, I would say there are scholarships out there looking for any kind of person, really looking to help people. It's just a matter of finding them. We love being able to bring those opportunities to our users and members.
Yeah, and for our last portion of the podcast, we do the Sunshine Spotlight. Can you name at least one thing that made you happy this week?
Well, the question was super easy. I'm grateful for the actual sunshine. Weather's been really lovely these past couple days out here in LA, and I really appreciate that, especially since I have so many family and friends on the East Coast really freezing right now.
Yeah, that's
so true. Definitely grateful for the beautiful weather we've been having.
Yeah, I have to totally agree with you. I'm loving the weather. I'm actually in Southern California too, in Riverside, and it's been great. What's made me happy this week was actually seeing all my students come in and do their FAFSA. I'm a big advocate for that, so helping them get free money for college and then learning more about your organization so I could spread the word about it. So thank you so much for being part of our podcast. Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know before we sign off?
Yes, one, that Scholly was built for people by people in the same position as them. Chris Gray came from essentially nothing, and it took him 7 months to win over $1 million in scholarships so he could go to school with a full free ride. And that's how he came up with Scholly, because it took him 7 months to win all the scholarships. And even when he got to school and was trying to counsel and help other students win similar positions who also needed to find more money for the next semester, that there are so many opportunities out there that people just don't know about. So, you know, if you don't get one opportunity, there's always another opportunity out there. So I would always encourage people to keep applying for scholarships. A scholarship is always better than a loan.
Yes, and I totally agree. I wish I had all that information when I was in high school. So people are very fortunate to hear about you guys and have amazing school counselors. So thank you again so much. We hope to hear from you soon, and we appreciate you taking time out of your busy day.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Happy National School Counseling Week. Go Cavs!
National School Counseling Week is always celebrated the first full week in February to focus public attention on the unique contribution of school counselors within the U.S. school systems. Today I'm at the California Association of School Counselors Social for National School Counseling Week, and I have the honor to interview the California School Counselor of the Year, and I will let him introduce himself.
Hi, my name is Josh Houdinez, and I am a high school counselor at Centennial High School in Corona Norco Unified School District. I also have the pleasure of serving as the Southern California area rep for the California Association of School Counselors, and I have the distinct honor of being the 2019 California State School Counselor of the Year.
Congratulations, Josh.
Thank you.
You're pretty amazing, and I really appreciate everything you do for our state and for the counseling profession. Can you tell everyone how long you've been a school counselor?
I've been a school counselor now about 9 years, and I've been a school counselor at two sites. Prior to Centennial High School, I worked in Fontana Unified School District at Harupa Hills High School, where I had the pleasure of opening that high school and later serving as their head counselor.
And this week is National School Counseling Week. Can you explain to everyone why it's important?
National School Counseling Week is an important week not only to celebrate all of the amazing school counselors out there, but it provides school counselors the ability to get out and advocate and really let people know what it is that we do, because data-informed, purposeful, comprehensive school counseling programs make a difference in students' lives. And oftentimes, people don't understand the role of the school counselor, and once they see the impact that school counselors have on the lives of students when it comes to their academics, their post-secondary aspirations, and their social-emotional well-being, they truly understand how important a school counselor is to the school and the lives of every student that they serve.
And just so everyone knows, National School Counseling Week is always the first week in February, so we always celebrated that week. And Josh does amazing things with the association, and they get the word out about National School Counseling Week, but he also advocates across the state for school counselors. So can you share with everyone what your role is specifically with CASC and how long you have served on the association?
That's great. Yes, so I have been in the Southern California area rep role almost 2 years now. My term actually comes up in June. What it was when I came in, I felt that it was necessary to put that personal touch into the position and make sure that we were reaching out even more and even greater than we had before. And some of the things that we've done is we've implemented a monthly newsletter that has a very succinct format that now my colleagues that represent the LA area, the Central Valley area, and the Northern area all have mirrored, so that we have a uniformed look, and we're pushing out information that celebrates all of the great work that school counselors are doing within our areas, professional development opportunities that school counselors offer for other school counselors in our areas. And also we bring in articles related to our profession that are pertinent to those areas, so that we really are a tight-knit school counseling family that support one another throughout not only our regions, but our states. In addition, what I've done is I've really worked to bring a lot more happy hour mixers, socials, to the table, because I feel like the more opportunity that people have to come together, to meet one another, and to connect, it really strengthens that school counseling familial bond, so that when you need a resource, you can reach out to somebody that, you know, you may have met and shared a plate of mozzarella sticks with, and you just really start connecting, and you realize how small our school counseling family is, because you've either worked with somebody, or you know somebody that's worked with somebody, or been an intern for somebody, and it really, I feel, is 2 to 3 degrees of separation for every California state school counselor.
Yeah, I totally agree, and also networking is a big part of it, seeing what other people are doing at other sites. The main thing is not only that we network, but can you explain to everyone why it's important they should join a professional organization?
It's really important to join the professional organization, because those are the people that know what you do, and those are the people that advocate for you and have your back. If it wasn't for a CASC, we wouldn't see as many boots on the ground, because as legislation gets passed and you see the bills come through, they don't always initially say school counselors. So to have a professional organization with the strength in numbers that we do, it allows for us to have leverage to go and not only offer a lot of our data pieces, but it allows people at the state level to understand how more boots on the ground benefit schools and school children. So having a professional organization that does that for us just gets more people involved in our profession, opens up more opportunities, which in the end provides better quality services to kids by indirectly bringing our caseloads down so that we can spend more time with students. And really, it's the kids that it's all about.
I totally agree. I used to serve on the association for about 3 years, and it opened my eyes to how much hard work they put in, and I'm a big advocate for people joining the professional organization. So if people want to join, how would they join?
Great question. You can go on www.schoolcounselor/ca.org. And right now we're running for the rest of this week a National School Counseling Special. So if you type in NSCW19, you can get up to 20% off this week. But even after that, it's important to join because the cost is so minimal compared to the advocacy and the network that you inherit by becoming part of the organization. It just makes sense, you know, because you open up doors for yourself to have that support network be part of who you are as well.
Are there currently any volunteer opportunities if people want to help out?
There are at different times of the year. It depends on what's coming up. As we get closer to different conferences, then you will find that there will be a call for volunteers out there. There are different committees, you know, that exist that anybody is welcome to call the office to see what type of opportunities there are. And what's exciting is now we do have an office. And our office is located in Ontario, California, so that people can call in and ask anything that they want and, you know, share what it is that they need. And the association will do its best to address anybody's concerns or desires as we move forward.
Yeah, that's true. You were just named California School Counselor of the Year. What does that mean to you?
To me, it provides me, first of all, I'm humbled by it because, you know, what a great honor to represent the great work that 10,000 people across the state share with me in doing each and every day. And what it does to me is I feel like it provides me a platform for us to get out and advocate. It gives me, it's funny because, you know, you get an award like that and people do listen a little bit more. And I recognize that and I'm humbled by that. And I will take that opportunity to advocate for children everywhere and making sure that we get more school counselors in everywhere that we go for them.
And you weren't just recognized by the state association, but yesterday you were at the state capitol, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was such a neat experience to go to the capitol, and really it was twofold. One, the assembly with assembly member Jose Medina was kind enough to honor me with a proclamation, you know, that recognized me as school counselor. But even more importantly, we finally have been recognized by the state assembly and given a proclamation as the California Association of School Counselors, where they recognize National School Counseling Week. So as we have grown and as we have strengthened our tight-knit membership and professional organization, we are now earning, and we've had it, but really the notoriety that school counselors need in order to propel, you know, all of the great things that we do forward for kids.
Yeah, there's a lot of school counselors out there that do amazing things, and a lot of people are humble about it, and they don't share, but I know a lot of kids are being impacted, and that's the important thing. What are some things your team does at your site to promote college and career?
That is a great question. So at the beginning of this year, we had our very first centennial college family night, where we did a Cash for College event. We had Cash for College representatives there helping us to make sure that the kids had their FAFSAs and DREAMAX filed. We also had different stations set up so that kids could then go get help with their 2- and 4-year applications. And then at the end of doing it all, they not only got little special treats from Centennial, but they also had photo booths where they could take family pictures and celebrate their accomplishments with getting their post-secondary plans in order. That's what we did in the fall. In the spring, we had the Centennial Commitment Celebration, and that we brought on board last year. It operates much like a signing day does for athletics, you know, where we have the kids come in and we celebrate where they've committed school by school, bring in a motivational speaker that connects the rest of their life to the choices that they make now. And we have a nice little dessert reception. Again, it's about the family. And the family has gotten them where they are, and we are just blessed to be part of that journey and celebrate them and help them go ahead, get those things filed, and make sure that they don't have any questions that go unanswered along the way, because it's a big commitment. It's a huge commitment when you decide the college you're going to go to, because then that gets you the degree, which then in turn sets you up for the rest of your life. So yes, we are honored to be part of that journey and have events that celebrate them and help them along the way.
And you guys are doing a great job. For the last part of our podcast, we like to share the Sunshine Spotlight. Can you name at least one thing that made you happy this week?
Yeah, I would say going to the state and being present as California counselors were recognized by our state politicians as being notable enough to be recognized on the floor of the assembly. I thought that was the highlight of the week because we've worked hard and long in California to make sure that people know what we do and what we do for kids, and to know that they recognize that, I think, you know, it goes without saying, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. Thank you so much for being part of our podcast. Do you want to say goodbye to everybody out there?
Sounds great. Goodbye, everybody. Keep those applications going.
Thank you for tuning in to Reach Higher Riverside. You can follow us on Twitter at RH Riverside. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Reach Higher Riverside. You can also subscribe to our iTunes or Google Play Music and give us a rating. Thank you so much for listening in. We appreciate all of you tuning in. And as Michelle Obama would say, when they go low, we reach higher.